Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast.
Until we can welcome musicians back to our studio, our soundcheck performances here at newsounds.org are featuring a mix of remote performances and favorite sessions from the past, like this one.
Juicy room. Pour that liquid down a man's throat.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and in the background, a little bit of the bluesy Truth Serum, title track from Garland Jeffries' latest record. Garland has been recording since the late 1960s, so he's had more musical lives than almost anyone who's not named Mick or Keith. But the last few years have been particularly busy ones for the Brooklyn native. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But today, Garland Jeffries joins us here in the Soundcheck studio to look back at one particular career highlight, his 1977 album, Ghostwriter. Here is Garland Jeffries with Mark Bosch to play 35 Millimeter Dreams live on Soundcheck.
I got 35 millimeter dreams, and Greta Garbo's here, queen of the movie queen. She's playing hard to get. She wants a tea and a toast. She hasn't got none yet. Just flew in from the West Coast, 'cause she loves Broadway best. I got 35 millimeter dreams, 35 millimeter dreams, 35 millimeter dreams. Bump in an awesome well. Everybody says he's working on his movie script. Me, I say it's rated X. Midwest will never tell. It's starring Cary Grant and Valentina's Vans and Charlie Chaplin's Tramps. Jolie Joseph, any chance? 35 millimeter dream. 35 millimeter dream. 35 millimeter dream. Blow it up from 16. All right. John Garfield cries out loud. Humphrey Bogart smiles out loud. Betty Davis, she weeps. She plays a pure white slave. There goes a Rolls Royce car. Her loyal fans all wait. Here comes a full-blown star. Marlon Brando, he gets all the rage. 35 millimeter dream. 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 35-millimeter dream.
"35 Millimeter Dreams" from Garland Jeffries, originally from his 1977 album Ghost Rider, but a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio. Garland singing and playing acoustic guitar, Mark Bosch doing some backing vocals and electric guitar, and Garland, good to see you again.
It's great
Welcome
to see
back
you,
to
man.
Soundcheck.
Yeah, like, you look like...
What?
Well, you don't look as good as I do, but you look pretty good. I said it that
way. So it's going to be one of those interviews.
Wait, you're in your 30s, right?
All right. Now you're doing better. I am old enough that I remember Ghost Rider when it came out in 1977.
You're an old guy.
And, you know, why now, you know, why are you revisiting this 1977 album? It's not like who celebrates a 38th anniversary?
Garland Jeffries does, man.
was there something about, you know, the timing that made it seem like this is a good time to sort of look back at that moment?
Well, when your wife tells you
okay, to
get out of the house, get off the couch, and come up with some plan, you got to start thinking, you know. And so I've spent all of about 15 minutes thinking about this idea. And, you know, it's nice. It's good to have something that you can hang your hat on, you know, mm-hmm. in a sense. It's not just coming out and doing your songs, which, you know, people really appreciate in my experience, you know. But if you've got something to put out that means something, you know, like people love this particular album.
Well, you know, and we've seen a lot of this recently as bands come back and they do like one album front to back, you know, which we never used to see that, but now it's become a thing. So
yeah, I like it too, you know, because the fans get satisfied. There's a certain satisfaction. I've gotten so much contact online, you know, Facebook and all that, from fans saying they can't wait, they can't, they're dying, you know, I never heard you do this. All variations on the theme, all quite positive, you know.
Well, now, Ghost Rider, I mean, you know, we heard a little bit of Truth Serum coming in, and that's very bluesy, and I know you've recently been inducted into the New York City Blues Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But the thing with Ghost Rider is it was such a musical kaleidoscope, so many different styles of music all being done by one guy and a pretty kaleidoscopic band, too, it has to be said.
Yeah.
Dr. John on keyboards, the Brecker Brothers on horns and stuff like that. How did this album come together?
It's very interesting, you know, when you have limitations, and we all do, you start to think, how can you present yourself in a way that is more expansive? That's a bigger picture, you know. From the very beginning of making my first solo album on Atlantic back in the day, I started working with different musicians for different things. And it became a natural thing for me. You know, like Michael Brecker was a big, big contributor to my music. Steve Gadd, you know. And then somebody like Mark. Mark and I have been playing for years together. And just a fantastic guitar player and a great person to be connected with along the way. He's been a supporter of my
music. And I'm blushing.
You know, really, really
14
cool.
years.
And it's been a while, you know. So I like the idea. On top of all this, I really love the variety aspects.
But see, that's a double-edged sword, because if you weren't easily categorized as you're a rock guy, you're a funk guy, you're a reggae guy.
Yeah.
It was difficult to get a foot in the door in the industry in those days.
Complicates marketing.
I think it was difficult, but I'm so glad I did it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had the, you know, I played with Marley, I played with Bruce, I played with so many different players along the way. And plus, apart from those named players, I've had a great experience of playing with Sonny Rollins, you know.
Yeah.
You go, if you go online there in Radio Land, if you go online, Garland Jeffries, Sonny Rollins, you'll find us doing a duet at the soundstage thing in Chicago. What a wonderful thing that is.
When?
This was done in a number of years ago, but it came out one take. Sonny was brilliant.
Yeah.
And he was right there with me.
Mm-hmm.
I was singing, "Nothing Big in Sight. I've been playing all the clubs. I've been doing what I like. But there's a lot of push and shove. There's nothing big in sight." And Sonny would come out and play. You know, what a treat that is.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
To have played with him.
And you played with Bob Marley. Which
I played with Bob Marley,
kind of,
yes,
explains the reggae inflection in Ghost Rider as well.
I met Marley back in the Max's Kansas City days when he came to town. I had a new album that I had just put out, and I said, I saw him on the street. I said, hey, Bob, look at this. I was just in Jamaica, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, cool man, cool brother. You know, so he was really saying, you know, he was teasing me. That's what he was. And I was pissed off at his teasing. I didn't like it. And I kind of like walked away from him. Yeah? But then I saw him later, a couple days later, and we started our friendship.
Uh-huh.
And I spoke to him when he was in Munich also. I happened to be in Munich at the time. I spoke to him and when he was having a very tough time in his life. And but we got friendly, and definitely an influence on me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a musician, you can't help but absorb other people's styles on some level, you know? And I kind of like it. I really like it.
Well, now, you grew up here in New York, which has always been a melting pot of not just people, but of musical styles as well. So for you, I mean, you know, we talk about Ghost Rider, and it's got, you know, funk and soul and rock and, yes, reggae, but, you know, here you are, you know, going into the New York City Blues Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Do you feel like a bluesman?
Well, I get the blues from time to time.
Okay.
That's what it is about, you know. It's if you run out right now and buy my True Serum album, you'll hear the blues all over it, you know.
Where does New York skyline fit in on this?
New York skyline is what exactly what it is. I'm a New Yorker through and through.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, Brighton Beach. Spent a lot of time with my family and uncles on the beach. I was very lucky to have that. There was a lot of jazz in my house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I heard Louis Armstrong in my house. My mother hated it. My father loved Louis Armstrong. So I heard Ella and Billie Holiday. I mean, current people, they don't listen to this kind of music. They don't really hear... You don't hear a lot of jazz nicks out there, you know. But I used to go into the city. I snuck into the Village Gate when Nina Simone was playing down there. What a treat to hear her. I heard her many times. Nina wouldn't stand for any sounds in the room when she was playing. You know? But you learn so much from so many artists out there, you know.
Yeah. So New York skyline, you want to...
Yeah, we'll do New York skyline. I got 18 more stories to tell you.
well, we'll talk again after the song. Garland Jeffries is here with us on Soundcheck with Mark Bosch. And from that 1977 classic album, Ghost Rider, here is a live performance of New York skyline.
This is a dedication to all my fellow New Yorkers. Bronx to Staten Island, Brooklyn, Manhattan, New York City. Baby Jean, she's a vaudeville queen. She loved to rag down in the night. No, I'm gonna miss my baby Jean. She treats me so right. But the New York
female, feline, feminine. She's been making my world so bright. We got hindsight, we got foresight, sometimes we got no sight at all. New love, I got a true, true love, sometimes we got no love at all. But the New York skyline call me home tonight. Female, feline, feminine, she been making my world so bright. I can see those city lights. I can feel those neon signs. Bright lights, big city. Must be modern time. We got the Empire State. We got the Chrysler Building, we got the Pan Am Building, we got the Flatiron Building, we got those two big old towers way downtown. New York. New York City, New York. Just like I pictured.
That is Garland Jeffries live on Soundcheck with Mark Bosch and his song New York Skyline, originally from the 1977 Garland Jeffries album called Ghost Rider, a New York song with the occasional glance at other people's New York songs. New York, just like I pictured it, right out of the Stevie Wonder tune.
And, absolutely.
That is maybe the most explicit of the New York songs on Ghost Rider, but really the whole album was kind of like that. It was about the experience of being in New York in the 1970s, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And what, for you, what was that experience like? What do you remember about those days?
Well, I went to Syracuse University. My father worked his ass off to put me through school. He had no money. We had no money. And I went to Syracuse. I met Lou Reed up there.
I was going to say, you would have been there around the same time.
We came in.
He would have been a little
earlier than me.
Yeah.
And we became great friends for the whole lifetime of Lou. He was really a dear buddy. And we had a lot of laughs in Syracuse. We used to meet every day at the Orange Bar, 4 p.m., with Delmore Schwartz. And Delmore would be the wise old guy, you know. He'd be sitting on the side while we were, like, chattering away, you know. There was the mohair sweaters and, and Corvette folks. And then there was this like sort of hippie, pre-hippie mm-hmm. kind of funky, you know, faux songwriters.
Yeah.
And
you all lost the faux, eventually.
Yeah. I had an incredible thing happen to me. I was able to go to Italy, semester in Italy program, and I lived in Florence, and that changed my life.
Yeah.
It was a great opportunity that was put in my lap.
You know, there are people who look at New York now and they see income inequality and they see gentrification. And they're kind of nostalgic for the wild old days of New York in the 70s. Are you one of those people?
I'll tell you what, to be clear, I am fundamentally, in the deepest part of my soul, against racism.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been that way. I've spoken out about it for many, many years. And what I don't like about what's happening in this world, it just seems like I want to see something change. I want to see it get better than it is, you know?
Well, so, I mean, it's also personal for you, right?
Yeah, it's definitely personal. In my world, you know, I come from a few races.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother, Rafaela Nieves, from Puerto Rico. My father was mulatto. I grew up in quite a mixture of a family, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it was different than it is now. Much more folksy, much more warm, in the neighborhood kind of quality, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm one of these kind of guys who grew up, emerged, fought through it all, and became the person I am now, you know.
Well, now, what did your family think when you, you know, went and got your college education and got your degree, and then you come home and you start singing?
It's a perfect question. It's a great little tale, which is that I was 20, and I'd gone to Syracuse, and I went on the semester in Italy program. I came home, and, I was accepted at the Institute of Fine Arts up on 70th and 5th. And I remember going into the library on the third floor, and nobody looked like me.
Mm.
And I don't mean from a skin point of view. I meant everybody was like a real studious. That was not going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
I had already had a small loft on 4th Avenue. I was looking into the East Village, and I found the East Village, you know, and I loved it. You know, and I started hanging out, and I met Mingus around that time. Roland Kirk, I met him at that time.
Rosson Roland Kirk, yeah.
And little by little, you had the be-ins, and you uh-huh. had all those kind of things. And you started to play a little music. You started to figure it out. And then I've just continued to pursue. And at 72, I don't plan on quitting.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, can I just say, going back to an earlier part of our conversation, you don't look 72.
Yeah.
So whatever you're doing, keep on doing it, because it's working real well for you. For many people, Garland, the song that is emblematic of your career, of this album, of New York in the 70s, is Wild in the Streets,
yeah.
which is on Ghostwriter. I know you had released it as a single earlier.
Yeah.
But that goes to what you were just talking about. You know, you write what you know. You live in this life in the East Village, and that seems to be where this song comes from.
Yeah.
There's also a great video that you've put together, and we have it on our website, which is like full of like TV shots, vintage
yes.
shots and stuff like that.
It represents the East Village, that's for sure, yeah. in part.
You want to play the song for us?
Sure.
Wild in the Streets, Garland Jeffries with Mark Bosch, live on Soundcheck.
In the heat of the summer, better call up the plumber. Turn on the street pump to cool me off. Newspaper writers, your big crime fighters, still need a drugstore to cure my car. Running wild in the streets, wild in the streets. wild in the street, wild in the street. We got a gang called Shady, a midnight lady, two transvestites to beat the band. You better not touch us, you best believe us. Your teenage Johnny's gonna be a man, running wild in the streets. Oh, wild in the streets, yeah. Wild in the streets. Wild in the streets. Mrs. America, tell me, how is your favorite son? Do you really care what he had done? Running wild in the street. Oh, wild in the street. Wild in the street. Wild in the street. Wild in the street. Running wild in the street. Oh, wild.
That is Garland Jeffries with Mark Bosch live on Soundcheck and Wild in the Streets, 1973 single that was then released on his classic 1977 album, Ghostwriter. And Garland Jeffries revisiting that 1977 album these days. Man, it just, I think of the songs he played for us today, Spanish Town, Cool Down Boy. I mean, the album is just full of great songs, and I'm glad you're having a chance to revisit them because it gives me an excuse to do the same. Garland, great to see you again. Thanks for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you so much, and thanks to everybody out there in Radio Land.
That Soundcheck session came from our archives. You can hear lots more and check out our newly produced remote sessions on our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, and I'm John Schaefer.